Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Wild Card Series, Yankees, Red Sox, and the thing that I love about it most is unlike last year, like it felt like last year, okay, well, they had the bye, and then they played the Royals, and I was like, yeah, but the Royals aren't really that big of a threat. And then they faced the Guardians, even though it was the ALCS. Yeah, well, Guardians might be a little bit of a threat, but really don't match up to the Yankees. They are going, like, we're going to learn about this team one way or another right out of the gate. They are going to be tested right away, right at game one, not only facing Crochet, who's a nasty lefty, no matter who's in the batter's box, I don't care. I mean, he's so good that it really doesn't matter. Righty-lefty, that's how good Crochet is. But this team as a whole, BT, we're going to find out what they're made of. No more, oh, this is a bad team. Oh, no more, this is a regular season series, whatever it may be. This is a true test. No more cakewalk like last year. Nobody can dispute that this is a very tough matchup right out of the gate for the Yankees taking on the Red Sox.
It's the toughest one that you can have, and I understand that. I'm sure they understand that as well. The one thing that you have to feel very good about, aside from the fact that, you know, the Yankees have a good, deep roster and have played very, very crisp baseball for a while now, you know, because they dug themselves a hole in the division, they had to really force themselves into a mindset that was pretty comparable to a playoff mentality. So they've been locked in for basically 2 months chasing and grinding. And it started with the series against the good teams, where not that they had an amazing record. They didn't go 12-2, against the Astros and the Red Sox, and I think the Tigers and one other team. But they showed enough spunk and enough growth where you're like, okay, it's not just going to be beat up on the White Sox and the Orioles and the Rays and some other. The Rays were actually pretty good, but you know the teams that aren't good, the A's. I think that's when they forged a new identity, not to sound corny. And the guys they brought in to fit in, you know, they've tightened up third base. They've got a better bench. They got some lefty options. They've got some righty options. Now, we could probably also do an entire hour, which we won't, because we want to give Yankee fans a chance to talk right now. What happens if they do hit Crochet and they have a one or a two run lead? Do we fully trust the bullpen? Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stories.
Yeah, I was going to do that at 10:40. We'll do that at 10:40.
Yeah, I'm saying, we can do it later. But there's a lot of stories, and we'll get the answers. And it's a tough battle. There's no question. You got Fried, who's been awesome. And listen, you want to be an ace? You want to make that money? Go out there and match zeros with Crochet.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll do plenty of NFL later on. We'll start with the Jets at 11. We got Brian Baldinger coming on as well later on to go over both the Giants and Jets. Joey Clams joins us from Brooklyn. What's up, Joey Clams?
Let's get them now while we got the muscle. Thank you, Five Angels. Listen, this is a big series for Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge. They lost twice to the Red Sox in the playoffs already. You can't lose at home now. You got to beat this team. After what this guy said, he pissed all over your rug and embarrassed you in front of your place. You got to come in here. Judge has got to step up. You got to turn this into a street fight. Aaron Boone, your job is on the line. You cannot lose to the Red Sox, especially at home in a three-game series. You already lost to them twice where they embarrassed you. You got to show this guy. Let's go. Let's fight. Let's take it to them. If they throw a punch, you throw two.
Joe, Joe, hang on, Joe. Let me ask you something. You're right. I mean, that sounds good. And yeah, I mean, the Yanks got to be resilient, got to be tough, got to fight. I got you. I'm with you. I totally agree. I think the difference, and now we have to see the result, is that for the first time in a while, I think many of us believe that this team is equipped and is ready to fight and stand their ground. Previous Yankee teams, I didn't really feel that they were.
You got to listen, there's no excuse right here. Everything is, the big boys got to step up. Go to right field. Use that short porch. He's going to throw Judge that outside pitch.
Here we go. That way. Joey Clams.
Step up. I don't want to hear MVPs. Stop with the Mickey Mantle or D. Joe DiMaggio on this. Get a ring.
No, we get it. And thank you for the call, Joey. And that's why I talk, like, I don't think Boone is under pressure. Abnormal pressure. He's the Yankee manager. They're expected to win the World Series every year. I don't think Boone's job is on the line this series.
I don't either.
What if the Yankees got swept? He won 94 games. Like, if the Yankees got swept, they're going to make a change at manager? That, to me, would be asinine. That wouldn't be the reason why they lose. Now, he's got to have a good series. He's going to be judged based on what they do on the postseason to a certain extent, but not to the extent that he's going to lose his job, or at least it shouldn't be that way. I would expect that that's not going to be the case. But as far as Aaron Judge goes, yeah, I do think it's time. Like, my feel, since every – see, I've said this plenty of times before. Every year since 2017, I felt like the Yankees were going to win the World Series, certainly in the early years after that, based on Aaron Judge. Other teams have either talked trash on Judge, whatever, and I would say that this guy is going to have the last laugh all those years. Failed in 2018, failed in 2019, not just him, I'm talking about the Yankees in general, 2020, 2021, and then from there on, I was like, yeah, I don't know, I just don't trust the way the Yankees play anymore, they weren't very good in the regular season, whatever it may be. At some point, Judge has to own this. He's the captain of the team, he's the best player in baseball, he's the MVP, all that stuff. Well, he's got to carry this team through a postseason. It's his team that is getting talked trash about. He was the one who made a big error in the World Series. He knows it. He's owned it. He's come up and talked about it. Well, now it's time for him to deliver. And for me, BT, there is no more pressure on any other player, especially tonight against a nasty lefty, than Aaron Judge. He's their best guy. He's got to come through in the postseason.
I agree. This is something I'm going to always bet on. I said this a while ago. When you have immense talent, when you have out-of-this-world talent, when you have a tireless work ethic, and when you have as much character as any athlete in our city, eventually those three things are going to fuse. And the more you play, the greater the chance that all that stuff will eventually show itself. But time goes fast, guys. And, you know, it is a million years ago, but I remember when the Knicks drafted Patrick Ewing and watching him at Georgetown, and they were terrible his first couple of years with Hubie Brown. But it was like, okay, well, Patrick's young. Pat's got a couple of years. Pat's going to eventually win a chance. Pat's going to get us there. Pat's going to win. Come on, look at him. He's going to win. Guess what? He never won. And Aaron Judge is not a kid anymore. He also has a body. I mean, I don't want to sound depressing here, but he's got a body that there's not a lot of evidence throughout baseball history that he's going to have the longevity of maybe some of these other great all-time players. So it's time to go. It is absolutely time for him to perform, and I believe that he will. And I also think it's the best team that he's had. That young team that he was on when he was really young, that was interesting, the Baby Bombers. But top to bottom, you know, he's got more guys to pick him up. If Jeter had a rough night, you had Bernie, you had Tino. We know everybody that they had. You had Posada. Think about the nights in the playoff games where Judge, if he didn't do his job, who was going to pick him up? Stanton? And if it wasn't Stanton, who else was there?
Well, tonight it's Rosario.
Well,
no, I mean, that's probably Rosario. You got Goldie in there, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Those Yankee rosters were not World Series rosters.
If he goes 0-for-4 tonight and they lose, it's a problem. He's got to do damage against Crochet because he's one of the few guys in that lineup that you trust to mash the nasty lefty.
I don't think he's going to get pitches to hit. Think about this. Garrett Crochet knows that he's only one of the big thumpers. So if you're Crochet and you're a lefty versus a righty and the righty is Aaron Judge, you're not giving him anything to hit. You're going to dance around Stanton and Judge and try to get these other guys like Rosario and the Caballeros. Just, you know, put them to school.
Mike is calling from Tinton Falls. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's happening, Mikey?
All right, I'm excited to watch some playoff baseball tonight, rekindle this story rivalry, and see this next 2025 chapter. That being said, this projected lineup that Jack Curry put out is an absolute travesty. If Boone doesn't play the players that he that got him there, I don't know what to even say to that, honestly.
Well, but Mike, can I say this?
Sure, of course.
Okay, so, but I think that you're ignoring what he's done along the way to get to this point. If this was some bait and switch, like, whoa, what that Goldschmidt first? Wait, Rosario's going to play against a lefty? Wait, Caballero's going to get a start? He's been doing this for the last 5-6 weeks, and they've been good.
I get that, but I got to see Rice out there. I got to see Grisham out there. I got to see the players that got them there. I mean, these guys were on fire, especially as of late. We got to see these guys get a shot here.
I mean, yeah, I got you.
Thank you for the call. I would want to have Ben Rice in there. I don't care about the lefty match. To me, at the very least, you want to say you want to move Grisham down? I mean, all right, but that's a problem when a guy had 30 homers and was an integral part to your elite offense all year long is already negated in the first game of the postseason. Matchups be damned. Like, I understand them, but I'm saying that exposes a certain flaw because you're taking a 30-home run hitter, one of your best pieces in the regular season, and already moving him down. Then you're taking Jazz, one of your best pieces in the regular season, out. And again, I don't know if it's 100% because of the lefty matchup or because of injury, whatever it may be. Out of the lineup. Ben Rice, who in my mind is their second best offensive player behind Aaron Judge, who's the greatest offensive player arguably the sport has ever seen. Then you're taking him out of the lineup. Like, Crochet's nasty against any lineup. I would rather roll the dice and take my chances with a guy. Now, he'll probably get in there if Crochet gets out. If the Yankees can knock him out, sure. I know they're going to do the matchups. Mm-hmm. But that's not the lineup that makes you, to me, I'm all for platooning. I understand that in certain spots. But when you're talking about a guy with 30 home runs,
yep.
Two guys who had 30 home runs with Jazz and Grisham.
And Rice almost had 32. Bingo. He had 26, 27.
Right.
Rice is the guy that I want to see in there as well. I get it. And you know, I'm just looking at the numbers, so we just keep this buttoned up. He had 208 against lefties this year. In 106 at-bats, he had 270 against righties. With 361 at-bats, but if you look at what Ben Rice, and most of the Yankee fans know this, but if you look at what he's done the last 15, 30 days, he's hitting like 330 in September. His OPS is over 1,000. Like, he's been on an absolute tear. But I would also say, of the 30-plus home runs that Grisham hit, how many came against tough lefties? Not many. Right. I mean, Grisham hit 230 for a reason, you know? So I get the baseball reasons. I get the emotion. Let's just hope they're making the right move. But I see both sides. I do.
John is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Man, thanks for taking the call. Yep. This is the one year I am actually quietly confident about the Yankees, and I feel really good about this series. To your point, I would love to see Ben Rice in there. It is what it is. I think this is the deepest bench that we've had in quite a long time where I feel confident if subs are actually going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the way to beat Crochet, we got to disrupt them early, and we have to disrupt them often. We need base runners. We got to keep that intensity up that we've been having. Stolen bases. We got to lay down some bunts. We got to get those big guys hitting. Judge, Stan, this is the year for Judge to make his mark in the playoffs. Let's go, baby.
There you go.
Yankee fans are fired up like that. Haven't been in a while, man. And I love it. They should be, and I love it.
It's Yankees Red Sox. Here we go with a team that has a legit chance. Like, it is different than last year. Remember, prior to last year, it was like they hadn't even gotten back to a World Series. The Astros in their head, the lack of depth behind Judge, even with the great combination of Soto Judge, it just felt a little different. And then getting to the World Series, getting bounced the way that they did.
Mm-hmm.
They've waited a long time to get back to this spot. And a lot of people will tell you that this is the best. We talked about it before. Like, they believe that this is the best version that they've had in a long time. You could say that. Others could say it. Now we actually got to see it go out there and do it. So fans should be rightfully so excited about this. We'll see what happens.
Not only do I think it's the best, I think it's also the most diverse, and I think it's the most athletic. And that's where the options come in. That's where the ability to put stress on a defense. Like, that's what the Dodgers did to the Yankees last year. Now, the Yankees also were a little deficient on their own, and they just kicked it around. But when you speed somebody up, And you do that in October, you know, you're going to put yourself in a position to scratch out a couple of cheap runs. And the Yankees have a couple of guys that can run. You know, again, Jazz is not playing to start, so, you know, he can run. But, you know, Caballero can run. It's just, it's a very interesting combination of players. But now you got to perform.
And there are still some question marks that we'll get to when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.